One of the things we'll talk about, just a few of the things we'll talk about, and places we'll go to talk about them as we travel the length and breadth of America, live on America After Dark on tonight. Most people, when they want to find out what the weather is like, have to rely on the written or the spoken word. But in New York City, there is an unusual device that just takes a quick look. It's the Mutual New York Weather Tower. It's just south of famous Central Park. New York is a city full of stargazers, I might add. We've got movie stars, Broadway stars, TV stars. But right now, we're watching the star that makes more New Yorkers gaze than any other. As a matter of fact, it's the most fickle, temperamental, uncontrollable, and downright honorary star in the world. Why? Well, because this is our weather star. It's perched a tenth of a mile above Broadway on the Mutual of New York building, and it tells us anything that we want to know about tomorrow's weather. Lights flash, colors change, hands of light start chasing up and down like greyhounds on a rabbit's trail. And we know instantly what that old devil weather has in store should we dust off our snowshoes or haul out our umbrellas, or perhaps pack a picnic lunch. Just look up here and the star tells all. Now, we could have made all those lights start jumping at once, but we'd scare somebody looking out of a hotel window, or panic a New Yorker that looked up to find out what the weather was going to be like in the very near future. So instead of doing that, we have a 5-foot model right here of the Mutual Tower in our studio, and a gentleman who knows how to make it talk. This is Mr. Eugene Kornberg. Welcome, Mr. Kornberg.
Hello, Jack.
This is the weather star in its completion. I see Mutual of New York, and then Time right down here, and the long roll up to the star, right? You designed this intricate contraption.
Yes, our firm, Oscar Strauss, designed this.
Can you make it do any tricks right now, just to show us how it works?
Well, yes. As you see it now, the star is orange and twinkling, which forecasts rain.
Uh-oh.
It is steady on the lights, which indicate the change in temperature. Mm-hmm. That shows that the steady temperature. In order to show a fall in temperature, the lights will go down.
Ah, I see.
In order to show a rise in temperature, the lights will rise.
And they do this automatically up and down?
That's right. Mm-hmm. The star is 10 feet across at the point, Jack.
I see. It is a large star and can be seen how far?
About 5 miles.
That's sensational. Tell me something. Have you ever had it go wrong or have it give out wrong signals?
Only one time, and that was when we first illuminated the sign. For the press and for the public that was on hand, they threw on all the switches. Now, the white star flashing shows snow, and this was in the middle of August. We got quite a few phone calls worrying whether we were going to have snow in August. But since that time, of course, it's all been changed. The white lamps are removed during the summer months.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about your big weather
sign,
Mr. Kornberg. We'll talk about it more as the program progresses. Right now, it's time for us to take a little time out, and then we'll be right back with more of America After Dark.